Fauci fails to offer a timeline to reach pre-pandemic normalcy. By Hannah Blow on January 28, 2022. Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Anthony Fauci this week failed to provide a timeline for when the U.S. will reach a state of pre-pandemic normalcy, stating that they will have to always be prepared for the possibility that there may be a variant that will make that timetable turn around. AP White House reporter Zeke Miller asked on Wednesday if the public health experts believe that this is the last disruptive surge of COVID-19, given all of the tools, you know, vaccines, boosters, antibodies, and the like? You know, is there a light at the end of the tunnel that you see now? And what metrics are you looking for to start? You know, giving people hope to, you know, book travel and, you know, take off masks and return to normal life, to normalcy? He asked. We tend to explain it in the terms of a best-case scenario and a worst-case scenario. We all are hoping for, and I believe we likely would get more towards a best than a worst-case scenario. But we don't know, Fauci said, failing to provide a timeline for the U.S. to return to a state of pre-pandemic normalcy, despite the fact that federal health officials originally pitched vaccines, which have been around for over a year, as the prime way to return to that era. Instead, Fauci continued to tout booster shots as the avenue to normalcy. And it really relates, just to very briefly reiterate what I said before, where if you get enough protection from either infection plus boost or infection plus boost again or vaccination with boosting, hopefully, because we know how important boosting is, that you will get a level of protection in the community that even if you get another variant, that you will not see a surge associated with that variant, but you will have enough background immunity to protect against it. The level that we want to so-called accept living with it is what I mentioned in answer to a previous question. We want to make it low enough so that it doesn't disrupt our capability to function in society in a relatively normal way. We do that with other respiratory viruses, he said, noting they try our best to contain them. But they don't disrupt us with regard to challenging our hospital system, with regard to challenging the entire healthcare delivery system. That's where we want to be, and I believe that we will get there, hopefully sooner rather than later. But as I say that, I say we still will always be prepared for the possibility that there may be a variant that will make that timetable turn around, he added. His assessment comes nearly 2 years into the pandemic, which triggered mass lockdowns and continued coronavirus restrictions. Biden, 1 year into his presidency, failed to crush the virus as promised and went far beyond his original plan for just 100 days of masking. To this day, individuals are required to wear masks for air travel, with no clear end in sight, as officials continue to push the end date down the road. Biden also flip-flopped on his claim that he would not mandate vaccines, attempting to do so through the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, but ultimately, the Supreme Court struck down that particular mandate. Fauci's remarks coincide with chatter on the latest variant, BA.2, with reports indicating it has been found in 17 states.